SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
At a Jesuit church in South Australia's Clare Valley, Father Brendan Kelly is pouring sacramental wine. The grapes are grown on site, planted by the founding fathers 175 years ago, explains Father Kelly, who is superior at Seven Hills Jesuit Mission.
I feel immensely proud and I feel greatly committed to what has gone before us here. The industry of those Jesuits and also lay people who supported them.
Seven Hill, named in honour of the Seven Hills of Rome, has a rich history, started by religious refugees from Europe who were keen to share their faith in a new land.
They came here to escape the persecution they felt for their faith. They were seeking a greater freedom, a place where they could express their faith and their worship.
To meet a need for sacramental wine, the first vines were planted in 1851, creating the Clare Valley's first working winery. Seven Hill historian Bishop Greg O'Kelly says the mission grew in other ways too.
The Jesuits came and spent their lives out here serving the people. From that Seven Hill, they built about 36 little churches. The burgeoning and the growth of the Catholic population was quite strong from Seven Hill.
These days, one third of the 300-hectare site is under vine. After a hot, dry summer, General Manager Christian Fraser says the red grapes are ready for harvest.
Vines that are about 160 years old, Shiraz vines, will be picked in the next day or two. They'll be coming off and go into our premium red blend straight away. In terms of the wines we make, Riesling's probably the top tier. We make really good Shiraz and Cabernet Sauvignon right through the Clare Valley as well. And they're probably what we're best known for.
Seven Hill produces 400,000 bottles annually, most of that sold as altar wine worldwide, especially across Southeast Asia. Bishop O'Kelly says Seven Hill also supplies diverse local customers.
It's a major producer of altar wine for the Catholic Church particularly, but it's also used by the other churches too, like Lutherans and Anglican.
As well, premium table wines are sold at the historic cellar door, with more than 40,000 visitors turning up to taste the fruit of the vines each year.
This place, it adds something just to a winery visit. It's a wonderful place. It's also up on the hill, the cemetery, the ruins down the bottom. Just a perfect place to visit.
While sales are strong, Mr. Fraser says staff at the not-for-profit are proud to serve a higher purpose.
For us, it's been a real feel-good story to be able to say not only do we make great wine, but if we make any extra money, it goes straight back to the community. So it's really wonderful to be a part of that.
However, like many wine producers worldwide, Mr. Fraser says Seven Hill faces growing commercial challenges.
The wine industry is facing a bit of a tough time because there's a bit of oversupply and consumer patterns are changing a little bit and consumption's going down. So at the moment, there's a fair bit of consolidation in the wine industry. There's still certainly a place for those big, thick, jammy, rich wines, but certainly from what we're seeing in our cellar door and our consumer databases, they're looking for the more lighter, easier drinking styles.
These days, the site's heritage-listed buildings are also used for guest accommodation. Bishop O'Kelly says they offer a quiet space for meditation and silent retreats.
It's a very moving place for most people who go there. I mean, the stones tell their own story. You know, there's ancient old buildings that you've got sacred spots. You've got like the crypt where there's about 38 buried people who came out and gave their whole lives to be here.
As Australia's last Jesuit-run winery, Seven Hill is one of the industry's historic treasures. It survived two world wars, a Great Depression and a COVID downturn. Father Brendan Kelly says it offers hope in dark times.
I feel immensely proud and I'd like to see it as a place where people find a spirit that is of peace and of friendship and of welcome. It's our foundation place. It's the beginning. And I think it's a good reference point for us when we consider how we're moving into the future.
Alan Lee, SBS News.